The Astros and the Marlins in Miami on Tuesday. Dallas Keuchel looking to go 7-0. His opposition, Tom Kohler, but Mr. Kohler had a rough night.
McCann, line drive, base hit to right field. Correa was on the move. Altuve scores easily. Astros lead it 2-0.
Three infielders form a triangle on the right side. First pitch, and McCann lines this one toward right center field. Racing over and unable to get it on the dive is Stanton, and it goes under the warning track. Beltran scores. Altuve scores. Correa scores. It's a three-run double for Brian McCann.
Well, you're not going to last long if you keep walking hitters for the Astros as Jake Mariznick crushes one towards that home run sculpture. And this one, like Altuve, deep off the sculpture. I mean, up above the flamingos, near the palm trees. Jake just crushed one to left center. His third home run of the year, the Astros lead 8-2. Here's another ball hit towards that sculpture, deep to left center field. Has he done it again? Yes! Off the sculpture for the second straight at bat. Back-to-back for Jake, and the Astros lead it 10-2. He does not like that piece of artwork in left center. He's trying to knock it down.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a breaking ball away.
Chops one off the plate. Dallas is going to get another chance to make a play. And he throws a strike to Yuli Gurriel. That is now 6 assists for Keuchel in the last 4 innings. 2 away in the 5th. On the ground towards Altuve. Gurriel went far off the bag. And out at first base for now is D. Gordon. Keuchel had to cover.
Pretty good play. Nice toss by Altuve. But again, Keuchel, fielding your positions means covering first base for the out.
The Astros pound the Marlins 12-2. They have a winning percentage of exactly .700. 3 of the last 4 teams to reach that mark after 40 games went on to win the World Series. Dallas Keuchel is 7-0. He joins Roger Clemens from 2004 as the only starters in franchise history to win their first 7 decisions. After giving up 8 runs in just 3 innings, Tom Kohler was optioned to AAA by the Marlins following the game. Life is pretty good right now for A.J. Hinch, whose Astro club owns the best record in baseball at 28-12. The Houston skipper shared his thoughts after the Stros pounded the Marlins 12-2.
You know, obviously came out with really good at-bats in the first and put a lot of pressure on him. We ran the bases well. We took the singles and continued to hit the ball hard. That obviously was good. They came back, answered us with a 2-run inning on their own. And I think the real difference maker today was we drew the 3 walks with 2 outs and nobody on, and then McCann didn't let him off the hook and delivered the big blow. So, you know, obviously we kept coming at him and kept coming at him. We hit and hit, and just a really good overall night. Jake is, what a special night for him, especially, you know, he's been in this organization before, so he's playing against some people that know him. Really impressive. I mean, he's hitting the ball in center field where a lot of people don't hit it. Altuve hit one yesterday. He hits 2 today. So that probably warrants a start for tomorrow.
Jake Mariznick had a night he won't soon forget, posting his first career multi-homer game in the Astros' 12-2 triumph over Miami. The outfielder shared his thoughts following the game.
I'm all good. I was just trying to kind of slow things down. I've been feeling great, so to come out there and kind of slow it down and get a good pitch and put a good swing on it, felt good.
Any extra feeling or emotion to it because of the Marlins coming back here?
No, not too much. I mean, obviously I got some good friends over there. It's fun playing against them, but to do it here was a pretty cool feeling.
Were you aiming for that cut? Sculpt?
No, I wasn't aiming for it.
What do you think of that?
No comment.
Especially the first one,
the first one pretty good, and then a little off on the second one, but was able to get it up in the air.
I think that was the hardest, the furthest home run hit in the first one.
I think so.
450, I think.
Well, yeah, it's pretty good, but yeah.
Dallas Keuchel only worked 5 innings and was roughed up in the first, but bounced back nicely to improve to 7-0 on the season. The ace lefty talked about his performance after the game.
I mean, it's really nice. Really nothing else to say. It's just quite a display we've been putting on. Since everybody's getting comfortable, like I mentioned before, what their roles are. And when you got so many guys hit the ball well, it's kind of nice to interchange, get guys some rest, and keep guys fresh. So I don't like to pitch 5 innings, but when it's discussed, if there's a big lead, and I got a chance to get a win,
off early.
I mean, it was just a substantial lead. The fifth and sixth were pretty taxing on me in New York. A lot of stressful pitches. And you know, things have been built up. But I'm on pace for a lot of innings, so I'm trying to cut back a little bit. And today was a good chance to save a few bullets and make sure I was well rested for the next time. So, we got some pretty good opponents coming in. Make sure everybody's ready.
Lance McCullers Jr. takes the mound on Wednesday as he battles Jose Urania.